This is Dr. What? Dr. Where? Stories of Rural Medicine. It's the podcast exploring what it's like to live, work, and train in rural medicine across regional Victoria. This series, we're looking at ways you can take your professional practice to a new level, no matter where your career is at. Even if it's yet to begin, we'll be bringing you valuable insights from a whole range of voices in regional medicine. And in this episode, all of the guests were either speakers or attendees of this year's Victorian Rural Health Conference, organised by the Rural Doctors Association of Victoria. And you've probably heard of medical conferences, and maybe even attended some. But in this episode, we're going to show you five ways conferences can be incredibly useful at any stage in your career, as well as how to get the most out of these events. And some of these benefits can be a little unexpected.
All of this work can only go forward when I have strong stakeholder relationships. I wouldn't be appropriately responding to my job if I walked into the offices in Canberra with Ruth Stewart's ideas. I engage, talk, listen, and go to Canberra and all of those meetings informed by the kinds of ideas that I hear in community and in gatherings like this one. And the formal name for that is stakeholder relationships. Sometimes I feel like it's just yarning.
That's Adjunct Professor Ruth Stewart, the National Rural Health Commissioner. She was one of the keynote speakers, where she presented the key priorities of her office, as well as detailed where the National Rural Generalist pathway is at. But as she outlined at the beginning of her presentation, stakeholder engagement is a massive part of her job. And senior figures like the National Rural Health Commissioner are usually going to these conferences, either to present what they're working on or just to listen to what's happening on the ground in day-to-day practice. Following Ruth's keynote, there was a Q&A session which let the attendees put issues on the map at a high level, but also had some advice on how to advocate for them yourself. Dr. Michael Connellan is a GP anaesthetist from Ararat, who asked Ruth for some advice on how to successfully advocate for rural health issues in his community.
So the main value is actually the chance to catch and chat to colleagues in similar positions and see, get a sense for what's happening around the rest of the state. I think that's the main thing. And then also conferences like RDAV is trying to get a handle on what the, I suppose you might say, the political arm of the organisations are talking about with government, with the policy makers and those sort of things. So trying to get a feel for that. So this sort of conference fits that bill, different to conferences which are purely clinical based.
Mm. How valuable is that opportunity to put policy issues on the map or talk to, you know, various stakeholders who might be able to make effective change with those types of policies that may be an issue in your practice?
For issues with my own practice, I might have ideas of how they could be solved, but by chatting to others, we may get a chance to put my ideas to those who have the ear of government policymakers, but also people will come back and say, well, if you do that, the consequences might be X, Y, Z, which may not be what you want. So then I think, okay, great. So my idea, someone's been able to sort of counter it or refine it or perhaps give me clues on how a different way to approach things.
The ability to use a conference like this as a forum to discuss ideas affecting the healthcare sector is something Peter Rutherford, the CEO of the Rural Doctors Association of Victoria, appreciates too.
Look, I think too, in Victoria in particular, we have a real issue here around the funding for the rural hospital emergency departments, so the small rural hospital emergency departments, which are often referred to as urgent care centres. And obviously now, with the emergence of the federally funded urgent care clinics, you know, we're really struggling to get people to understand that these are different. And, you know, there's different funding models, but, you know, that is an issue that is unique to Victoria. It's not really something in other states that, you know, they're struggling with. The reality is most of these doctors in small, that provide services in rural emergency departments or small rural hospital emergency departments, you know, they're paid and they're paid well for that work. Whereas in Victoria, You know, the reliance on the Medicare billing, and let's face it, no one turns up to an emergency department just to say hello. You know, the family's usually stressed, someone's usually very sick, and it's an emergency thing. So a lot of the doctors choose to bulk bill because they don't want to add to the stress of the situation by trying to discuss an out-of-pocket fee. But in saying that, there are some sites that do charge an out-of-pocket fee. But again, that's often an administration burden that doctors in other states who provide exactly the same service don't have. And to be fair, you know, at the end of the day, this is a patient charge. Even if you bulk billed, it's still a patient charge. And, you know, you can go to an emergency department in Melbourne and you get the same service, same quality of care, and you pay nothing. So, you know, we see this as a huge issue for Victoria and for rural Victoria, and it needs to be addressed. So that is something that's unique. It's, you know, often something that RDAV focus on, but we've got an opportunity at the moment through the National Healthcare Reform Agreement review, midpoint review, which RDAA is doing a lot more work on. So that's an opportunity for RDAA to influence on behalf of Victorian rural doctors.
What's it like, you know, seeing doctors attending this conference, stepping away from training and practicing for a weekend, just to spend time with colleagues and perhaps get some career inspiration?
Look, I think that's one of the really nice things. Often when you come away from these events, you know, we get a lot of feedback about that they felt invigorated, they've, you know, had new ideas, they wanted to get back into the workplace and implement some of them. So I think that's a really powerful thing. And it's also sometimes nice to hear that you're doing a good job. And, you know, there will be some of that. There's, you know, things that, you know, rural does better for students and junior doctors compared to, you know, their city colleagues. So I think hearing a little bit about what good work you do can help reinvigorate, re-energise. And I think also the importance of having, you know, students and junior doctors here is that for the rural doctors that have been around for a long time, they can see that there is this interest in rural, and it's not all doom and gloom, that there is some doctors coming through the system that actually have the same commitment that they had 20, 30 years ago, and they're interested, they want to learn. With these events, and I will say this, rural doctors, you know, do like to enjoy themselves. You know, in their community, it's often very sheltered. Like, they've got to be, they're very mindful of their position within the community. They understand there is a level of privilege being a doctor in a small rural community. So when they get out of town, it is an opportunity for them to rest, relax, unwind, you know, and enjoy the time to catch up with their friends and colleagues. And many rural doctors, like, they may not see each other all year, but they went to medical school together or did their early career training together, and they love rural, but it's at these events where they actually get to catch up with each other. So it is a really good feel and a fun feel.
And whether you're a GP like Michael, who's been practicing for more than 25 years, or you're still in medical school, these conferences are an excellent opportunity to step away from the daily grind of studying, training, or practicing to just catch up and network with colleagues.
That's important, particularly as a rural colleague, you can be a bit isolated, and it's nice to catch up. There's always a bit of an issue because on weekends you like to be away and spending family time, but there is that need to actually get together with your colleagues, and I think that's important, and certainly feel a bit energised going back to your work and back to your own situation the following week.
In rural practice, it can be easy to sort of feel professionally isolated, you know, from your peers, even in the town the size of Ararat. What is it like getting together with all of your peers and colleagues, you know, meeting people that you've worked with in the past, or getting to meet new people at conferences like this?
Look, that's a big part of it. So I think the rural doctors particularly see themselves as a great supportive college, and it's nice to be able to interact socially as well as academically with colleagues with similar lived experience. And then also over the years, I suppose, So, you know, people like Rural Health Commissioner Ruth Stewart and others who, Dan Wilson, who's now the President of RDAV, these are colleagues that I've known for many years, have often worked with at Deakin Uni or in Dan's case as a registrar or a HMO in our local hospital. So it's great to reconnect with those people, but and to share ideas and to see where everybody's moving with their career.
I think it's been really interesting, especially because this is the first real conference that I've gone to as a medical student.
For Monash Rural Health medical student Anusha Maheshwari, this conference has really helped her network with all sorts of future colleagues from around Victoria.
So it's been very different seeing a mix of both medical students and junior doctors here, as well as senior clinicians as well. So there's been a lot of people to talk to at different stages in their life. Also meeting other medical students from different universities and seeing how different it is for them has been pretty interesting, because we only really interact with other Monash students, so we don't really have much exposure to other people and what they're doing.
And what's the networking aspect been like for you, getting to meet people going from everything from as a med student to, you know, people like the National Rural Health Commissioner?
Yeah. I think it's been very good. Everyone has been really friendly, met a lot of people, and the chance to, because sessions are so individualised and they're sort of small group settings, it means that if there's someone presenting on something, it's very easy to ask questions and have a one-on-one discussion with them, so that's been pretty good.
Yeah. How's this experience compared to perhaps what you're expecting going to a conference like this?
I wasn't really sure what to expect or sort of who would be here. I think I'm a little surprised but also interested in how much emphasis there is on rural generalism. It's very new and upcoming, and we'd heard about it briefly before, but this was sort of a good, real more in-depth conversation about rural generalism and where it can go and how you can get there, sort of, which sort of adds it to the career pathways moving forward, I guess. I also didn't really expect the wide variety of activities. So, for example, yesterday I attended a session on pelvic pain and the biopsychosocial implications of it, which was more of a discussion, but it was really broad and not really something you consider more in a hospital session setting, where you sort of just treat a patient and then management in the community is very distant to you. And then today, for example, I got to practice suturing, which was a lot more hands-on stuff and very different from what I had yesterday.
This is something Tiao Yuan Lee, a medical student at Monash Malaysia, found really valuable.
Because I'm currently interested in emergency medicine, and also currently I'm just thinking whether I should go for the general intern pathway of like being the real emergency physician itself, or having rural exposure and be emergency general practitioners specialized in emergency medicine, which I think is equally important. It's just that which route that I want to choose. So, and throughout, after this conference, I think the take-off point for me is that, well, why not I try some rural exposure? Because, I mean, it doesn't harm you in any way, because either ways, patients come from anywhere. It can be anywhere in Australia, and you can't expect everyone to come from metro itself. So, I mean, eventually you still have to face some patients coming from rural, and it's very nice, and it's, I would say, equally important to understand their situation in rural as well.
I think before I'd talked to a couple of rural generalists or people who are sort of involved in the pathway and gotten their feedback on it, but I think this gave me more of an overview of where it fits into the whole medical system and sort of what problems it's trying to solve, as opposed to just what it's like for an individual. So I think it gave me a more broader view and helped me identify how we can use it to sort of target the places of need and like the areas of need in rural communities.
And if you've already plotted out your career pathway or been practicing for years, having a chance to catch up with colleagues and discover new best practices is a really handy way to improve your skills. Here's Peter Rutherford again.
It's a great opportunity for rural doctors to come together. They can network, and while they network, they also talk shop. So it can be informal as well as the, you know, structured sessions on policy and on, clinical updates, whatever it might be, but the coming together, the sharing of ideas, and hearing about some of the success maybe in another site. Well, what did they do that's different from what, you know, the practice in your town is doing? So it is a really, really good opportunity. And I think, you know, certainly coming out of COVID, particularly rural doctors, they've worked extremely hard. Very few of them have had any sort of time off. And it's really, really important for them to reconnect and come together with their friends and colleagues.
Thanks for listening. There's plenty of rural health conferences you can check out. Whether they're organised for a specific aspect of your career, like Monash Rural Health's Drivers Conference, which focuses on academic innovation and excellence in regional medicine, or they have a broader focus, like this Victorian Rural Health Conference. And if you'd like to hear more from the Victorian Rural Health Conference, we've published a whole other episode focusing on the conference's theme of your adventure in rural medicine. And while you're checking that out, why not subscribe? You'll find new episodes every fortnight. The Northwest Victoria and Gippsland Regional Training Hubs have commissioned this podcast to help medical students and junior doctors learn more about training and practicing medicine in regional Australia. There are hubs all across the country. So to find out where your nearest regional training hub is, visit the link in the episode show notes or just search regional training hubs. Finally, this podcast was brought to you by Monash Rural Health, presented by Patrick Laverick, that's me, and it was made possible by funding from the Rural Health Multidisciplinary Training Program at the Commonwealth Department of Health.